Lesson 57. It is 8 o'clock. The children go to school by car every day, but today they are going to school on foot. It is 10 o'clock. Mrs. Sawyer usually stays at home in the morning, but this morning she is going to the shops. It is 4 o'clock. In the afternoon, Mrs. Sawyer usually drinks tea in the living room, but this afternoon she is drinking tea in the garden. It is 6 o'clock. In the evening, the children usually do their homework, but this evening they are not doing their homework. At the moment, they are playing in the garden. It is 9 o'clock. Mr. Sawyer usually reads his newspaper at night, but he's not reading his newspaper tonight. At the moment, he's reading an interesting book.
Lesson 59.
I want some envelopes, please.
Do you want the large size or the small size?
The large size, please. Have you any writing paper?
Yes, we have. I haven't any small pads. I only have large ones. Do you want a pad?
Yes, please. And I want some black ink and some glue.
A bottle of ink and a bottle of glue.
And I want a large box of chalk, too.
I only have small boxes. Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Is that all?
That's all, thank you.
What else do you want?
I want my change.
Lesson 61. Where's Jimmy?
He's in bed.
What's the matter with him?
He feels ill.
He looks ill.
We must call the doctor.
Yes, we must. Can you remember the doctor's telephone number?
Yes, it's 09754.
Open your mouth, Jimmy. Show me your tongue. Say, ah.
What's the matter with him, Doctor?
He has a bad cold, Mr. Williams, so he must stay in bed for a week.
That's good news for Jimmy.
Good news? Why?
Because he doesn't like school.
Lesson 63. How's Jimmy today?
He's better, thank you, Doctor.
Can I see him, please, Mrs. Williams?
Certainly, Doctor. Come upstairs.
You look very well, Jimmy. You are better now, but you mustn't get up yet. You must stay in bed for another 2 days. The boy mustn't go to school yet, Mrs. Williams. And he mustn't eat rich food.
Has he a temperature, Doctor?
No, he hasn't.
Must he stay in bed?
Yes, he must remain in bed for another 2 days. He can get up for about 2 hours each day. But you must keep the room warm. Where's Mr. Williams this evening?
He's in bed, Doctor. Can you see him, please? He has a bad cold, too.
Lesson 65.
What are you going to do this evening, Betty?
I'm going to meet some friends, Dad.
You mustn't come home late. You must be home at 10:30.
I can't get home so early, Dad. Can I have the key to the front door, please?
No, you can't.
Betty's 18 years old, Tom. She's not a baby. Give her the key. She always comes home early.
Oh, all right. Here you are. But you mustn't come home after 11:15. Do you hear?
Yes, Dad. Thanks, Mum.
That's all right, dear. Goodbye. Enjoy yourself.
We always enjoy ourselves, Mum. Bye-bye.
Lesson 67.
Hello, Mrs. Williams. Were you at the butcher's?
Yes, I was. Were you at the butcher's too?
No, I wasn't. I was at the greengrocer's. How's Jimmy today?
He's very well, thank you.
Was he absent from school last week?
Yes, he was. He was absent on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. How are you all keeping?
Very well, thank you. We're going to spend 3 days in the country. We're going to stay at my mother's for the weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the country. Aren't you lucky?
Lesson 69. There is a car race near our town every year. In 1968, there was a very big race. There were hundreds of people there. My wife and I were at the race. Our friends, Julie and Jack, were there too. You can see us in the crowd. We are standing on the left. There were 20 cars in the race. There were English cars, French cars, German cars, Italian cars, American cars, and Japanese cars. It was an exciting finish. The winner was Billy Stewart. He was in car number 15. 5 other cars were just behind him. On the way home, my wife said to me, "Don't drive so quickly. You're not Billy Stewart." Lesson 71.
What's Ron Marston like, Pauline?
He's awful. He telephoned me 4 times yesterday and 3 times the day before yesterday. He telephoned the office yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon. My boss answered the telephone.
What did your boss say to him?
He said, "Miss White is typing letters. She can't speak to you now." Then I arrived home at 6 o'clock yesterday evening. He telephoned again, but I didn't answer the phone.
Did he telephone again last night?
Yes, he did. He telephoned at 9 o'clock.
What did you say to him?
I said, "This is Pauline's mother. Please don't telephone my daughter again."
Did he telephone again?
No, he didn't.
Lesson 73.
Last week, Mrs. Mills went to London. She does not know London very well, and she lost her way. Suddenly, she saw a man near a bus stop. "I can ask him the way," she said to herself. "Excuse me," she said. "Can you tell me the way to King Street, please?" The man smiled pleasantly. He did not understand English. He spoke German. He was a tourist. Then he put his hand into his pocket and took out a phrase book. He opened the book and found a phrase. He read the phrase slowly. "I am sorry," he said. "I do not speak English."
Lesson 75.
Have you any shoes like these?
What size?
Size 5.
What colour?
Black.
I'm sorry, we haven't any.
But my sister bought this pair last month.
Did she buy them here?
No, she bought them in the USA.
We had some shoes like those a month ago, but we haven't any now.
Can you get a pair for me, please?
I'm afraid that I can't. They were in fashion last year and the year before last, but they're not in fashion this year. These shoes are in fashion now.
They look very uncomfortable.
They are very uncomfortable. But women always wear uncomfortable shoes.
Lesson 77.
Good morning, Mr. Croft.
Good morning, nurse. I want to see the dentist, please.
Have you an appointment?
No, I haven't.
Is it urgent?
Yes, it is. It's very urgent. I feel awful. I have a terrible toothache.
Can you come at 10 a.m. on Monday, April the 24th?
I must see the dentist now, nurse.
The dentist is very busy at the moment. Can you come at 2 p.m.?
That's very late. Can't the dentist see me now?
I'm afraid that he can't, Mr. Croft. Can't you wait till this afternoon?
I can wait, but my toothache can't.
Lesson 79. What are you doing, Peggy?
I'm making a shopping list, Tom.
What do we need?
We need a lot of things this week. I must go to the grocer's. We haven't got much tea or coffee, and we haven't got any sugar or jam.
What about vegetables?
I must go to the greengrocer's. We haven't got many tomatoes, but we've got a lot of potatoes. I must go to the butcher's, too. We need some meat. We haven't got any meat at all.
Have we got any beer and wine?
No, we haven't, and I'm not going to get any.
I hope that you've got some money.
I haven't got much.
Well, I haven't got much either. Lesson 81.
Hello, Peggy. Where's Tom?
He's upstairs. He's having a bath. Tom?
Yes?
John's here.
I'm nearly ready. Hello, John. Have a cigarette.
No, thanks, Tom.
Have a glass of whiskey, then.
Okay, thanks.
Is dinner ready, Peggy?
It's nearly ready. We can have dinner at 7 o'clock.
John and I had lunch together today. We went to a restaurant.
What did you have?
We had roast beef and potatoes.
Oh!
What's the matter, Peggy?
Well, you're going to have roast beef and potatoes again tonight.
Lesson 83.
Hello, John. Come in.
Hello, John. We're having lunch. Do you want to have lunch with us?
No, thank you, Tom. I've already had lunch. I had lunch at 12:30.
Have a cup of coffee, then.
I've just had a cup, thank you. I had one after my lunch.
Let's go into the living room, Peggy. We can have our coffee there.
Excuse the mess, John. This room's very untidy. We're packing our suitcases. We're going to leave tomorrow. Tom and I are going to have a holiday.
Aren't you lucky?
When are you going to have a holiday, John?
I don't know. I've already had my holiday this year.
Where did you go?
I stayed at home.
Lesson 85.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, George.
Have you just been to the cinema?
Yes, I have.
What's on?
Paris in the Spring.
Oh, I've already seen it. I saw it on a BBC television program last year. It's an old film, but it's very good.
Paris is a beautiful city.
I have never been there. Have you ever been there, Ken?
Yes, I have. I was there in April.
Paris in the spring, eh?
It was spring, but the weather was awful. It rained all the time.
Just like dear old London.
Lesson 87.
Is my car ready yet?
I don't know, sir. What's the license number of your car?
It's LFZ312G.
When did you bring it to us?
I brought it here 3 days ago.
Ah, yes, I remember now.
Have your mechanics finished yet?
No, they're still working on it. Let's go into the garage and have a look at it. Isn't that your car?
Well, it was my car.
Didn't your wife have a crash?
That's right. She drove it into a lamppost. Can your mechanics repair it?
Well, we're trying to repair it, sir. But to tell you the truth, you need a new car. Lesson 89. Good afternoon. I believe that this house is for sale.
That's right.
May I have a look at it, please?
Yes, of course. Come in.
How long have you lived here?
I have lived here for 20 years.
20 years? That's a long time.
Yes, I have been here since 1947.
Then why do you want to sell it?
Because I have just retired. I want to buy a small house in the country.
How much does this house cost?
£6,850.
That's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny of it.
Well, I like the house, but I can't decide yet. My wife must see it first.
Women always have the last word.
Lesson 91.
Has Mr. West sold his house yet?
Yes, he has. He sold it last week.
Has he moved to his new house yet?
No, not yet. He's still here. He's going to move tomorrow.
When? Tomorrow morning?
No, tomorrow afternoon. I shall miss him. He has always been a good neighbor.
He's a very nice person. We shall all miss him. When will the new people move into this house?
I think that they will move in the day after tomorrow.
Will you see Mr. West today, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, I shall.
Please give him my regards. Poor Mr. West. He didn't want to leave this house.
No, he didn't want to leave, but his wife did.
Lesson 93. Mr. Hill is our new next-door neighbor. He's a BEA pilot. He was in the RAF during the war. He will fly to New York next month. The month after next, he will fly to Tokyo. At the moment, he's in Madrid. He flew to Spain a week ago. He will return to London the week after next. He's only 41 years old, and he has already been to nearly every country in the world. Mr. Hill is a very lucky man, but his wife isn't very lucky. She usually stays at home. Lesson 95. Two return tickets to London, please. What time will the next train leave?
At 8:19.
Which platform?
Platform 2. Over the bridge.
What time will the next train leave?
At 8:19.
We've got plenty of time.
It's only 8:03.
Let's go and have a drink. There's a bar next door to the station.
We had better go back to the station now, Ken.
Tickets, please.
We want to catch the 8:19 to London.
You've just missed it.
What? It's only 8:15.
I'm sorry, sir. That clock's 10 minutes slow.
When's the next train?
In 5 hours' time.
Lesson 97.
I left a suitcase on the train to London the other day.
Can you describe it, sir?
It's a small blue case, and it's got a zip. There's a label on the handle with my name and address on it.
Is this case yours?
No, that's not mine.
What about this one? This one's got a label.
Let me see it.
What's your name and address?
David Hall, 83 Bridge Street.
That's right. D.N. Hall, 83 Bridge Street. 5 shillings, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Hey!
What's the matter?
This case doesn't belong to me. You've given me the wrong case.
Lesson 99. Oh!
What's the matter, Ted?
I slipped and fell downstairs.
Have you hurt yourself?
Yes, I have. I think that I've hurt my back.
Try and stand up. Can you stand up? Here, let me help you.
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm afraid that I can't get up.
I think that the doctor had better see you. I'll telephone Dr. Carter. The doctor says that he will come at once. I'm sure that you need an X-ray, Ted.
Lesson 101.
Read Jimmy's card to me, please, Mary.
I have just arrived in Scotland, and I'm staying at a youth hostel.
Eh?
He says he's just arrived in Scotland. He says he's staying at a youth hostel. You know he's a member of the YHA.
The what?
The YHA, Mother. The Youth Hostels Association.
What else does he say?
I'll write a letter soon. I hope you are all well.
What? Speak up, Mary. I'm afraid I can't hear you.
He says he'll write a letter soon. He hopes we are all well. Love, Jimmy.
Is that all? He doesn't say very much, does he?
He can't write very much on a card, Mother.
Lesson 103. How was the examination, Dick?
Not too bad. I think I passed in English and mathematics. The questions were very easy. How about you, Harry?
The English and maths papers weren't easy enough for me. I hope I haven't failed.
I think I failed the intelligence test. I could answer 16 of the questions. They were very easy. But I couldn't answer the rest. They were too difficult for me.
Intelligence tests are awful, aren't they?
I hate them. I'm sure I've got a low IQ.
Oh, cheer up. Perhaps we didn't do too badly. The fellow next to me wrote his name at the top of the paper.
Yes?
Then he sat there and looked at it for 3 hours. He didn't write a word.